All right, it's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. We're live from the Allstate Showcase studio here on WGN. And Bill, do you paint at all?
Not really.
Are you creative at all?
Not really. No.
There's something to be. I'm kind of a crafty beaver. I like to paint. I like to do crafty things. I went with a group of girls to a studio where you could have a few cocktails and paint something.
Right.
I have kids with ADD who really like to escape by painting.
Mm-hmm.
And painting seems to be very therapeutic for a
Absolutely.
Lot of people. Right now in the studio with us, the executive director at Project Onward, Rob Luntz, with us this morning. Hi, Rob. How are you?
I am good. Thanks for having me.
So painting and doing something artistic is an escape for a lot of people. But this is a special project, this Project Onward.
That's right. Project Onward is, we have a studio at the Bridgeport Art Center, and we provide workspace and art materials and also professional opportunities for artists who have mental and developmental disabilities. So these are adult artists who are really accomplished and really skilled. And yes, art making is a great outlet for people, but this is also, an employment opportunity for our artists. They're actually able to earn money from making artwork and a sense of identity. So it's a really important initiative.
Let's talk about the psychology of what Wendy just said. Why do you think it is so therapeutic?
Well, I think it's therapeutic for a lot of people of all different kinds. But I think if you are a person with a disability, especially a developmental disability like autism,
mm-hmm.
where the communication that we're all used to, we sort of take for granted, that comes very difficult for certain individuals. But art making is a totally free expression. So it's a way to communicate with people without having to have social interactions or talk or some of the things that can be more difficult for people with disabilities. And also, I think it gets across the perspective of that individual, which can be hard for people to understand if you're not affected by a disability.
And that's a lot of it. ADHD and autism are somewhat related, and unless it hits your family or your life, you're unaware of it. I am unaware of Project Onward. How long has this been around?
Well, this is actually our 10th year. So we have spent a lot of time in the city working with artists who have disabilities. We started very small, originally as a program of Gallery 37, which is a high school arts initiative. And so since that time, we had a studio at the Chicago Cultural Center, but now we have an amazing new facility at the Bridgeport Art Center down at Racine and 35th Street. And so we've been able to establish amazing relationships with artists, and it's been a pretty incredible ride.
Mm-hmm.
It's projectonward.org. As I went to the website, I saw a picture of Fernando, who is actually going to be drawing my self-portrait. Don't make me look fat, okay, Fernando? Please don't do that. Can you tell us a little about Fernando? You've known these people, and Stefan will be drawing you, Bill.
Right.
You should take your hat off.
He drew the low straw, as we like to say in the business.
Can you tell us about some of the artists with us today?
Sure. Well, Fernando is someone that I've known for probably 15 years, going back to way before Project Onward, to when I was working at Gallery 37 as an arts administrator there. And, Fernando he's a pro. He's been doing this for so many years, and he's done a lot of really important commissions. If you or your listeners remember Cows on Parade.
Sure, yeah. Of course.
Fernando worked on several of those cows. He's done commissions for, visiting dignitaries. So he's really experienced, and he's a great portraitist, as I'm sure you will see.
Yeah, yeah.
Fernando, make me look prettier than I am, too, okay? Will you do that for me?
That's his specialty.
He's considering it. I think one of the beauty of how art fits into this world is it's both structured and unstructured at the same time. You have the freedom when creating art to just do whatever you want, but still there are some rules you need to abide by. Does that play into it a little bit?
Absolutely, and I think especially for people with disabilities, and like the artists at Project Onward, I think having the structure of a place to go to make your artwork and a studio. It's hard to be an artist on your own and be independent, no matter your level of ability or not. And I think for people who are talented in the arts who have disabilities, You really need a structure to keep you focused and to help get your work out into the world. Because we spend a lot of time with our artists in the studio, helping them to make the work, but it doesn't do any good if nobody sees it.
Right.
So we spend a lot of time putting Project Onward work out into the community. We work with commercial galleries, restaurants, art fairs, any place that has a square foot of wall space, we'll hang some
spectacular
work, 'cause we want people to see it.
Good.
And it seems like there are art classes maybe for children with autism and disabilities, but not quite so much for adults.
That's a really important point. And I think what we found in starting Project Onward was that there was a lack of outlets for adults who had skills and interests and things to contribute, but very few outlets to really support that. So we felt real strongly that Project Onward could be a place where someone who has abilities and skills and a real something to say that's meaningful could be supported and get that work out into the world.
And a little something about Stefan. I can tell he's a Hawks fan. He's wearing his Blackhawks t-shirt, and he's drawing Bill right now.
Mm-hmm.
How long has Stefan been with the program?
Stefan's been with us since 2010, I believe.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Like a lot of our artists, Stefan is a graduate of Gallery 37. And ever since he's been with Project Onward, he's just been going gangbusters. He's one of our really popular portrait artists. And you'll have to imagine this through your radio, but what he's doing right now is drawing a picture of Bill with a background that
sort of a tropical background.
It's a tropical background,
yep.
And that's one of the things that Stefan likes to do with his portraits is to engage his sitter and ask them things that they like and what do you want your background to look like. And that's really important with our portrait project is that we have our artists interacting with people from the general public, so they have a conversation, they get to know each other, and so you have this really interesting exchange. It's not just like getting a haircut. You sit down and you have a conversation, and then you end up with this really cool, unique piece of artwork.
Although I would like him to give me a haircut when this is done.
What do you think
for that? Yeah, I'll take a haircut. And all right, that's perfect.
Yeah, he'll give you very short hair.
All right.
We will, of course, be posting these on our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break, and then there's something that's going on, an event for Mother's Day that we'd like to discuss. It's Rob Lentz, Executive Director at Project Onward, and we are getting our portraits done at the moment. We'll post them on Facebook, and if you would like to chime in, 312-981-7200, 24-720 if you'd like to text us, and we will be back with more stuff here on WGN. All right, who doesn't like to paint a picture? You really can communicate your thoughts. A lot of children and adults with autism can't speak.
Right.
Sometimes you and I don't speak very well.
Correct.
And it's nice to get that out in a painting. So we have Rob Lentz in the studio with us, Executive Director at Project Onward. And this helps adult artists with disabilities. And Rob, you're doing something special for Mother's Day, aren't you, with some of your artists?
Yes, we are.
Oops. Hang on 1 second. There you go.
Yeah, we're having a Mother's Day portrait salon at our studio at the Bridgeport Arts Center, 1200 West 35th Street, on Saturday from noon to 3. And it's a portrait project is something that we've done for several years, and what we like to do is have these sort of event-based things where we have artists sitting with people from the public. They can sign up for a portraits session with an artist. And
mm-hmm.
So for about 20 minutes or half an hour, you can sit with an artist, and they will create your portrait. And so for Mother's Day, we always try to do one for Mother's Day because it's a really unique gift, and we're always looking for, you know, special gifts for mom, and this would be a great opportunity. It's something that you can do with your mom, and it's something that is a really meaningful activity that you can do with us.
It's fun having your portrait done. Stefan and Fernando are doing our portraits. This is the first time I've had my portrait done, Wendy, since I did that boudoir photography a couple of years ago. So this is actually a nice change of pace.
Bill's sexy shots.
Yes.
We were looking on the website at projectonward.org, and Stefan has done a beautiful portrait of, it looks like a sailor coming back to town with a girl. Girlfriend, it's really sweet.
Very pretty, nice work. Yeah,
is this yours?
Yes.
Yep.
That's beautiful.
No, that's
yep.
A football player.
Oh, it's a football player. I'm sorry. That's oh yeah, there's the number on his chest.
Yeah.
And of course it's a hot blonde with the football player.
That happens. That's just a slice of life. There's nothing wrong with that. What's the selection process for the artists? Do they audition for you? How do they get to be a part of this program?
Yeah, that's a good question. We do go through an application process that starts with a review of the artist's work. So mm-hmm. we do kind of a portfolio review. And because we're really focused on supporting artists who are motivated and committed to art making, and that comes through with the work that they have to show. Because we like to have kind of long-term committed relationships with
course.
Our artists.
Yeah.
Fernando, for example, has been with us for many, many years, and Stefan is going on 4 or 5 years. So we really like to be able to support artists through a long period of time, and that's something that we try to vet with applicants of the program.
And at some point, Rob, does somebody tell the artist, because, I mean, this is a reality that the life of an artist, although a very interesting life, there's ups and downs, there's peaks and valleys. It's a hard life. I'm guessing somebody must kind of talk about that with them, right?
Well, it's interesting that I think it can be really hard to be an artist.
Sure.
It requires a lot of resources, a lot of patience. You have to be really self-directed.
Right.
And those are all things that can be challenging for people with disabilities.
Yeah.
But in terms of having a hard life, I mean, if you think about growing up in a family and having a disability, it can be really difficult to find support and services for yourself. And
right.
Even if you have skills and interests, like we've been talking about with Project Onward artists, it can be really difficult to find an outlet for that. So we find that supporting our artists and providing, again, a place to work
Good.
And outlets for their artwork is really important and makes life a lot easier,
mm-hmm.
actually.
And you have to go to projectonward.org. There's an artist page where you can look on all their work. Fernando has done some amazing things. A lot of artists up here. And this is stuff I'd like on my wall. I mean, all these artworks are for sale, correct?
They are indeed. That's a major part of our programming, is to get artwork into the hands of people that would like it. And, you know, accessibility is really important. Part of what we do, because we feel like our artists create work that appeals to a lot of different audiences,
mm-hmm.
a lot of different eyes. And we have artwork that's sort of naive and fits sort of an outsider category. And then there's art that's really sophisticated. And, you know, we have collectors who, you know, what they do is collect contemporary art, and they like what we do also.
Tony Blair among them.
Yes, actually, yeah. Fernando has a long list of very distinguished collectors. And so we try to appeal to lots of different people, lots of different price points. We have work that's $25. We have
mm-hmm.
work that's $2,500. So we try and cross over lots of different audiences to get as many people interested and engaged as we can.
Excellent.
And Fernando, some beautiful work you have done on the city of Chicago, the skyline, and wow, there's one that has every certain area, like the bean is there, the expressways, Millennium Park, the
mm-hmm.
Crown Fountain. It's unbelievable.
Beautiful.
Such great work. And I believe Stefan has finished your portrait,
Correct.
Bill.
Correct.
And we
Show
will put
Wendy.
This on Facebook.
Look at this. This is stunning.
You guys, that looks like Bill.
That's
beautiful.
Me.
And you love palm trees.
Yeah.
You love being on a beach.
I'm
it's very tropical.
Perfect setting for me. Yeah, that's beautiful. That's stunning.
Stefan,
well
what a wonderful
done.
Job. Wonderful job. And, oh, my God, Fernando has made me look
Wendy.
So beautiful.
Look at that. You guys are amazing. Wow.
I can't believe you guys did this in such a short amount of time. You're very, very talented. Very.
Oh.
ProjectOnward.org. Again, if you're interested in bringing Mom to get her portrait done, what a memorable Mother's
mm-hmm.
Day that would be. And then in June, I may partake in this. You can bring your pet down, pack a picnic, and they will draw pictures of your pet.
Very nice.
You can bring your little dwarf bunny.
All right. That's possible. Put
or
him in
a
different tropical setting as me. We want different portraits.
All right. Well, Executive Director at Project Onward, Rob Lentz. Again, go to projectonward.org. You can make a donation. You can check out artwork. And all the events, upcoming events, will be on that webpage as well.
Yes, absolutely. Lots of information.
What a great job.
Fantastic
great job.
And to you, certainly, Rob, but to Stefan and Fernando, you guys, incredible work. We're more than impressed with
Thank
what
you
you've
very
done.
Much.
Thank you very much. More after this. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.